That very day, from a bare ridge, we also first beheld, unveiled the summit of Mont Blanc, and grieved to have a soulless image on the eye that had usurped upon a living thought that never more could be. The wondrous vale of Chamonix stretched far below, and soon with its dumb cataracts and streams of ice, a motionless array of mighty waves, five rivers broad and vast, made rich amends and reconciled us to realities. Whatever in this wide circuit we beheld or heard was fitted to our unripe state of intellect and heart. With such a book before our eyes, we could not choose but read lessons of genuine brotherhood, the plain and universal reason of mankind, the truths of young and old.